Good afternoon and welcome to another episode of Everyday Recovery. My name is Jim Lang. I'm the Senior Vice President and Director of Men's Addiction Recovery here at America's Keswick. And each week we just want to bring you a devotional that gives you a glimpse, that kind of gives you a snapshot of some of the topics that we tackle here at the Colony of Mercy and at Barbara's Place. And so this past week at the Colony, we were talking about spiritual disciplines. And so as the men come in and they learn about who Christ is, they learn about what Christ has done for them, and they allow Christ to change them from the inside out. We talk about the different disciplines that then get entered into our lives, and we start to practice to grow our relationship with the Lord. Now, an important thing to realize about the spiritual discipline is that we never do things and enter into prayer or meditation or any of the other disciplines for God's favor. We always work out from God's favor. So God's favor is already placed upon us. He already loves us. He has already ransomed us. And out of that love, we then do. And so as we look to do these spiritual disciplines, again, there's a whole list of them, whether it's prayer or meditation or confession, these spiritual disciplines are never done for God's favor. These don't earn us any favor with God, nor if we forget to do them or neglect them, does he look at us with arms crossed in disappointment. We always do these from God's favor, not for God's favor. And this week, one of the spiritual disciplines that I really leaned in heavy on was gratitude. Gratitude, being grateful, is a spiritual discipline. Left to on our own, we lend ourselves to complaint. It is just so easy to complain. The other day, I went to go start my car, and I walked outside, and there was just a sheet of ice on my car window, and my first thought was just complaint. Here we are in March, I'm just done with the cold. I just wanted to get to work, and I had to go defrost my car, and man, I started to grumble in my heart. Never naturally did it just come to me that I should be grateful that I have a car, that I have a job, that I have somewhere to go to, that God has given me a platform to share His word. Like, none of that crossed my mind. My first instinct was just complaint. And so gratitude needs to be a discipline of ours, where we practice being grateful for what God has graciously given us. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, starting in verse 16, it says, "Rejoice always, pray constantly, give thanks in everything, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." All of us, all the time, want to know what God's will for our lives are. And I love verses like this that just kind of straight up tell us. It is God's will for our lives to be grateful, that we are to be a grateful people. We are to consistently and constantly remember what Christ has done for us. If we are living in light of the gospel, if we're remembering what Jesus did on our behalf, gratitude is what should flow out of our lives. There's this story in Exodus that's always very convicting for me, and I return to it over and over again because my heart is the same way. And so this is the story of the Israelites. They were just rescued from slavery. They were in slavery for over 400 years in Egypt, and God hears their cries and miraculously delivers them from slavery. And in Exodus chapter 16, it says, "The entire Israelite community departed from Elim and came to the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after they had left the land of Egypt." And so this is just 2.5 months later, after they've been delivered. And it says in verse 2, "The entire Israelite community grumbled against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. The Israelites said to them, 'If only we had died by the Lord's hand in the land of Egypt, when we sat by pots of meat and ate all the bread we wanted. Instead, you brought us into this wilderness to make this whole assembly die of hunger.'" And so here the Israelites are 2.5 weeks after they were delivered from hard labor, from having no freedoms, from having no rights, from having no anything of their own. And 2.5 months, they're grumbling against Moses, grumbling against the Lord. Why? because of food, because of their menu, what they're eating. And so they're actually saying it would have been better for us to die in Egypt. We wish we were back in slavery instead of being delivered and being rescued. And we can look back on stories like this with harsh judgment and just think, man, those people really were bad. But what this story is actually revealing is it's revealing my heart. It's revealing your heart. Our hearts operate in the same way. And so that's why we need to practice the spiritual discipline of gratitude, of understanding that everything we have is a gift, that God has gifted us with life, with breath, with meaning, with purpose, with love, with the people in our lives, with the jobs that we have, with the finances that we have. Like, those are all gifts from God, and He's entrusted all those things to us. And so what are you grateful today? Where has your heart lent itself to complaint? Are you quick to complain and very slow to show gratitude? Well, I'd encourage you this week to put into practice the spiritual discipline of gratitude. And whether that's just each morning writing out a short list of things to be grateful for, having a purpose to go out and thank people in your life, where you actually thank them for who they are and what they contribute to your life and how they love you and come alongside you. But put into practice the spiritual discipline of gratitude. Hope you enjoyed this devotional. If you or anyone you know is struggling with addiction, I'd love to speak with you. You can give me a call at 732-350-1187. I'm extension 1041. Have a great day.